The House has passed a bill aimed at giving businesses in central New York and across the nation more time to take advantage of the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The current deadline to bring workers back online is June 30th, but many businesses might not be fully operational by then. Congressmember John Katko supported the measure, which extends the window from 8 to 24 weeks.
How can you bring people back to work if you're mandated by the state to be closed down? And you're just starting to get back online, and we're just starting phase two reopening, hopefully Friday, and then phase three, that's another couple weeks down the road.
Katko held a virtual discussion with two business owners today about their dilemmas. Susan Crossett is CEO of CPD Recruitment and says the extra time will give her the chance to use the loan as intended to offset payroll costs.
I'm still going to be cautious because we are a temporary service company, so we provide temporary staff for a lot of local businesses, many of whom have not come back yet. So until they get up to speed, I won't be able to bring people back, and that's going to take the full 24 weeks. Hopefully it'll be a lot less.
So we had to carefully, you know, bring people back and try to hold on to some of the money as we get a little closer. Of course, we used it for utilities as well too. But now as our business is starting to ramp back up, we'll be able to spread that out a little bit more and bring employees back to work and actually have work for them.
That's Sean Lattimore, president of Springside Inn in Auburn. He says the extra time relieves the pressure they were feeling to meet headcount and salary requirements. The push to make fixes to the loan program comes as Democrats and Republicans have yet to reach agreement over how to move forward with a new sweeping coronavirus relief package. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.